And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. United Blood Services is asking for anyone with O negative blood who can donate to contact them. They have a critical need for O negative blood. For more information, you can go to their website, which is bloodhero.com, or call their office. That's United Blood Services of Acadiana. The trial of Goldilocks, performed by the Eunice Players Theater Children's Group, will open tomorrow evening in Eunice. It will run through the 21st at the Eunice Players Theater. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to their website. Teuton Park in Lake Charles has announced the first community gardening educational program. The first one is this Thursday, July 18th. The guest speaker will be Kurt Unkel, whose topic will be how to garden with less cost, less weeds, and less labor. You'll learn the basics of sustainable organic gardening with information on how to prepare the garden bed, weed and pest control, and supplies. The program will be at the Teuton Park Education Building on Nelson Road this Thursday from 6 to 7:30. Seating is limited and you need to reserve a seat. You can contact the City of Lake Charles or Teuton Park to register. This is the last week to register for the Shakespeare Workshop in Lake Charles, given by the Children's Theater Company. It's called Midsummer Fun. It will run July 22nd through the 26th. It's for boys and girls ages 5 through 18. The theater workshop will teach children the language and ideas of William Shakespeare, and the students will perform excerpts from some of Shakespeare's most popular plays while also creating costumes. No experience is necessary for this workshop. To register, you can contact the Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles. Their website is childrenstheater.cc. The telephone number in Lake Charles is 433-7323. Acting up in Acadiana's Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble, Season 11, presents Shakespeare's The Tempest. It will open on Friday, July 19th, and run through July 27th. It will run for 2 weekends, and that will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It's the culmination of a 15-day intensive performing arts camp taught by some incredible people in the arts and theater in our community. Danny DeVillier, Chad Trahan, Sissy Whip, Amy Wagasback, and many others. That is the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble performing William Shakespeare's The Tempest, opening on Friday, July 19th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Ticket information is available by calling the ACA or stopping by their website. Andrea Hakapol, who is from Lafayette, graduated from Lafayette High, will be performing at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette, July 19th and 20th. She's a singer, actress, dancer, choreographer, director, and composer. She graduated from Northwestern University and is pursuing a performing career in New York. She will be at Theater 810 this Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. Tickets are available at Theater 810, and we will be speaking with Andrea on Thursday. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association, in partnership with Vermilionville, invites you to join a free series beginning on Saturday, July 20th, called Healing Traditions in Acadiana. The program aims to broaden local historical knowledge of healing practices in Acadiana. The program this Saturday will be from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. For more information, contact Vermilionville. Cane Fire Film Series will present the film Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. It's a classic film starring Peter Sellers. They will air it at Cité des Arts this Sunday, July 21st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at Cité or by going to the Cane Fire Facebook page. Tuna Does Vegas continues at Cité des Arts this weekend. The play is being performed by Shane Gilbo and Kyle Bork of SAS Productions. It will run the 25th through the 28th, and actually the following weekend, at Cité des Arts, the 25th through the 28th. For more information, you can stop by the website, Cité des Arts. The Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas presents The Book of Dee, a play for young audiences by Cody Daig. It will open on the 26th and run for two nights, the 26th and 27th. For more information, the Historic Delta Theater's website is deltagrandtheater.com, and we will be speaking with Cody Daig before the play opens. And for more information on programs here at KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also podcast many, many of our locally produced programs. If you want to listen to Medicine Ball Caravan again or search for a program that you missed, just click on search for Medicine Ball Caravan and find the show you're interested in. You can listen to it there at our website or download it for listening to later on. And you can contact us through our website as well and find out all kinds of information about the radio station. You can donate a car if you're interested in that, a car, a truck, or other kind of vehicle. There's a big red button on the bottom of our homepage. Just click on it, and it will tell you more about making that donation. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, it's Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, From the Top, hosted by Chris O'Reilly. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz, and then Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.